It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. TJ here in studio with you this morning. Thank you for obeying the law and listening at work. And with me is Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Saw you on Thanksgiving real briefly, in and out quick so you could go be with the family, but I'm assuming everything went great last week.
Oh, wonderful to be able to spend so much time with family over the weekend. So we really had a good time.
Good deal. Well, today we're talking about maybe some people that don't have family that are that close, and something kind of cool that you guys have done before, then an ask the experts kind of Q&A if people have questions they can ask.
Yeah, so we do get a lot of questions from people, and we have a very great staff that can be on the ready to answer some of those questions. So here was just an example. You know, we got a question in that says, my children do not live locally. I have friends, but they're elderly and have health problems of their own. So if I get sick and need to go to the doctor, what should I do? And if I don't feel up to driving, how do I get to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription? This is a common sort of question that we get. But really what it comes down to is that even people that don't have local family are able to get some help, that they can have somebody, essentially maybe like an adopted daughter, that can help them at any time. So we do have some clients that will sign up for a 24-hour emergency contact service, and that gives them access to an on-call nurse or a licensed social worker who can assist them in getting appropriate help, whether that be transportation safely in our company car to get to the doctor, meeting somebody at the hospital if they have an emergency, or other an emergency for that instance. But we also have a company car that we can be transporting people to get them to regular doctor's appointments, to get them to pick up their prescriptions, to run errands. So those sorts of things we can help with. And also we're able to just provide the help in home as well as that case management services. And one last comment on that is that sometimes we even have married couples that will sign up for those services because they can recognize that staff provide valuable support for caring for the spouse, and then they get the break that they need as well.
Always so great to get the answers to those questions, and sometimes you don't think about that stuff, you know? So if we have more questions and would like to ask them to you in person or via email or anything along those lines, social media, what's the best way for us to get in touch and learn more about Freedom Home Care?
Yep. So give us a call at 387-4663 or 387-HOME or stop by the office in the Anchor Bank building. Another thing that you can do is check out our website, and we are starting to put some of these question and answer scenarios on our blog. And Sharon Chater, our licensed social worker who's been doing this for 20 plus years, she's the one that's really, you know, providing the answers to those tough questions. So check out our blog. We're putting more of those out there, and ask us if you have questions.
All right. Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.